Let us now take a look at the behavior of others so we can compare it to ourselves and feel good about how we are conducting ourselves. All right, we would be remiss if we didn't have a Florida story. And we lead off with Florida. Over the weekend in Spring Hill, a lioness dug out of an enclosure at the Tampa Bay Area Wildlife Sanctuary and then went on a little bit of a walkabout of the rest of the sanctuary.
Okay,
that'll... Where people are visiting.
That would upset you a little bit.
It would be a little disconcerting. He's like, yeah. Oh, look, there's a kitty. Oh, God, it's a lioness. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission spokesman Gary Moore said the 7-year-old lion, Savannah, was tranquilized and returned to an inspected and secure enclosure without incident.
If you meet a lion in that situation, what's your best option?
If you're
stand
with, no,
or, if you, or run or
if run you're faster than the person you're with.
Well, yeah, okay, but
yeah, douse the person you're with a little bit of Worcestershire sauce and run like hell.
Yeah. No,
trip them, shove them to the ground, and then run.
I don't know what the standard operating procedure is. Do you fall down and pretend that you're dead, like with a bear? I don't know. I've never been in that circumstance, so I wouldn't know. Oh, how bad is it when you're under house arrest and you ask to be removed from house arrest and placed in jail? How bad must your home life be?
Right.
The
food's better in jail.
A 32-year-old in Italy was convicted of drug dealing and sentenced to house arrest. His name is Walid Chabani. He is of Livorno, Tuscany, Italy. He was convicted of drug dealing.
Is that the yogurt Chabani family?
Oh, absolutely. So enjoy that yogurt. No, that's Greek. Don't you
know
the difference?
That's right.
And it's Chaabani.
All right, spelled differently. Okay.
Spelled differently. Chabani. I'm not sure how long he was stuck in house arrest, but last week he pleaded with the police to say that he was done. He could not stand another day in the house because of his nagging wife. He begged the cops to sentence him to prison. They were cool with it. They took him to prison the very same day.
It'll be a lot more serious than nagging in prison, right?
Hey, I'm missing my wife. So do I. Burger King. Sorry, that was funny. On Sunday afternoon, on Sunday afternoon, a man went into a Burger King.
Control yourself, will you?
Please let us share the moment with you.
Hey, you got in the olive? No, never mind. Stop. Don't encourage me. on Sunday afternoon, a man went into a Burger King in Oceanside on Long Island. I'm sorry, let me pronounce it correctly. Long Island.
There you go.
And ordered a burger. He then paid for it, ate it, and left. Apparently, he thought it was a really good burger, so good that any business selling it must be lucrative. So he thought about opening his own franchise. No. He came back 5 minutes later, walked back into the same Burger King, ordered another hamburger, and then robbed the place. After he ordered the second hamburger, he handed over his money. The cashier opened the drawer. That's when the guy stuck his hand in, grabbed up all the cash, and headed out.
Uh-huh.
There's no word on whether or not he actually got his second burger. I don't know if he waited for that. Police have his license plate number, and they are trying to track him down at this point. Okay. I'm sorry. That was a good burger. I'll take another cheeseburger and all the cash in the drawer, please. Not the smartest man in the restaurant. Or maybe he was. Who knows?
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Yes, this one is actually going to have to be quick because of time. In the world of showbiz, Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers is continuing to deny rumors that he's gay. Tom asked the question then, why did he spend Sunday buried under a pile of men from San Francisco?
Oh, stop it. Oh. I did not say that.
That's exactly what you said to me this morning. I heard
brother.
You.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Best-looking metrosexual, by the way, in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers cleans up just fine.
I don't really?
I think I'm going to leave the room now.
All right, some health officials believe that Fukushima's radioactive wave, and I just like being able to say that on the radio, may have already hit the west coast of the United States, and it's hard to say since everyone in California already looks artificially altered, so you never know. A new study is saying that moms who drink wine while pregnant actually have better behaved children. Ironically, the same study shows that wine is also the major cause of pregnancy in the first place. Tom's favorite subject, politics.
President, let me guess, it's an Obama joke.
No. President Obama has now played 160 rounds of golf since taking office. Now, in order to put that number in proper perspective, let's take Obama's approval rating and add 140 points, and then you've got 160. You understand what it is? Hillary Clinton has been reportedly reaching out to small donors about a possible run for president. If that goes well, the next step, of course, is to reach out to the suspicious and illegal donors. That has been a quick look at the news. Thank you very much for participating. Please use all the information contained therein for good and not for evil.
You have to be ready to get married because when she comes in, it's here comes the judge, Jack. The woman brings order to the house. Order. Not messing around, Jack. You put a ring on your woman's finger, that's like asking a detective to follow you for the rest of your life. Where are you going? Who are you going with? I don't know him. How long have you known him? When did he call? When did you make this plan? When did you decide you were going to go do this? When were you going to tell me? I'll tell you anything you want to know. It's not a question. No more questions. Get the chief. I'll sign the confession. I did it. I killed him. You're married long enough, you start to feel like Henry Hill and Goodfellas. You see, those helicopters have been following me all day, man. My wife comes home from work, I hear that noise from Law and Order. Gong, gong. I didn't do shit. I don't even know that guy. I ate a salad. You want to take a walk? Why do they always want to take a walk?
Want to take a walk?
You take a walk.
What?
Nothing, get in my shoes. Maybe we'll see a bird. Talk about that for a half hour, I'll never get back.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSA.